This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, criminal charges filed against Netflix for sexualizing minors in controversial French film. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
When Netflix released the French film Cuties, they weren't expecting the backlash that they have received. The film sparked a public outrage months before it was released because of the provocative movie poster and publicity featuring 11-year-old girls in sexual situations. Netflix defended their actions, saying that the poster wasn't the best representation of the film and that it wasn't as bad as the conservative public was believing it would be. The controversial film's director said that she considers it to be a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. But when the film was publicly released on the popular streaming platform, the fears and speculations about the film were confirmed by the pornographic nature of the film involving minors. It sparked the hashtag Cancel Netflix movement, where the company has seen declining membership at a cancellation rate 5 times its normal pace. On September 23rd, Netflix was officially indicted and criminally charged. The streaming company and its co-CEOs Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos were charged with knowingly promoting visual material which depicts the exhibition of a child younger than 18. The one-page indictment was tweeted Tuesday by Representative Matt Schaefer, Republican from Texas, who describes himself as a liberty-loving conservative. By midday October 7th, the tweet had 6,100 retweets and 11,200 likes. The indictment was made by the grand jury for the Tyler County, Texas, on behalf of the state of Texas. Within 2 days of the movie airing, September 9th, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, called for a Department of Justice investigation. Senator Cruz said during an interview with Fox News that it's frankly disgusting that they are making money by selling the sexual exploitation of young kids. Senator Cruz wrote a letter to the U.S. Attorney General, the Honorable Bill Barr, saying, "The film routinely fetishizes and sexualizes those pre-adolescent girls as they perform dances, simulating sexual conduct in revealing clothing, including at least one scene with partial child nudity. Under federal law, child pornography is defined as any visual depiction of sexual explicit conduct involving a minor. Visual depictions can include photographs, videos, digital or computer-generated images, indistinguishable from an actual minor, or images created, adapted, or modified, but that appear to depict an indefinable actual minor. The movie and poster are both included in the charges. Netflix continues to defend its decision to run the film, which is billed as a coming-of-age drama. In Matthew 19, little children were brought to Jesus, and he put his hands on them, prayed, and blessed them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven.' Children are a blessing from God. They should be protected, not exploited." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.